The word today is Lord's Supper. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Very rarely in life do we have a meal which is so unique, so special, that we never forget it. Jesus shared such a meal with his closest friends before his crucifixion. Here to share more about this is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Lord's Supper.
Everyone likes a good meal. We know what it is like to have hunger and to spend time where our stomach is growling, or even worse, there are individuals in the world who do not get enough nourishment and are truly suffering, and we pray for them that God brings them aid and deliverance. And in fact, my wife and I help support people in parts of the world who are malnourished or who don't have enough money for food and clothing or have repressive government. And so there needs to be aid in order to help these individuals. These people are very grateful for even basic food. Then there are times when a person might have a big meal and they feel stuffed and they feel bloated and they realize at that point that they are overly blessed, abundantly blessed. We're going to be talking today about three meals. These three meals are the Passover meal, the particular event called the Last Supper, and finally, the heavenly feast that's depicted in the book of Revelation. We start with the Passover. The Passover was a meal of commemoration of God's deliverance of the ancient Jews from the ancient Egyptians. And I say this because the reason I identify the ancient Jews and the ancient Egyptians is because now in Jesus Christ, there is to be no rivalry. There is to be no animosity between Jews and Gentiles, whether they are Egyptian or North Americans or Europeans, whatever. Now in the church of Jesus, there is to be harmony and unity. But way back in ancient history, at the time of the Pharaohs, there was suppression of the ancient Jewish people. And the Lord saw their suffering and enslavement in Egypt, and he determined to free them. God has always had a soft spot for the suffering, for the needy, for widows and orphans, for people who are enslaved and oppressed. So he brought about the plagues that were visited upon Egypt through Moses and Aaron, his spokesmen. And the culmination, the last of those plagues, was the angel of death passing over Egypt and striking down the firstborn of the Egyptians' sons and cattle. Now, this was a tremendous judgment, an indictment of the Pharaoh and the people's refusal to let the Jews become free and to go and worship God in the desert. The meal that was eaten that night, the Passover night, was to be eaten in haste. The Jewish people were to have their outer cloaks, their robes on, ready to travel. They were to stand and eat the meal with their shoes on or sandals. They were to, in a sense, commemorate the fact that at any moment, the Egyptians wailing with all kinds of horror at the death of their children were going to call the Jews or yell at the Jews, "Get out, leave, depart." And the Jews had to be ready to do this in a moment's notice. At Mount Sinai, once God issued the Ten Commandments among many other laws that he spoke through Moses, one of the sets of laws that he gave were in regards to religious observances and celebrations, worship, ceremonial laws. And among those laws was the command that the Jewish people were to every year commemorate the Passover. So this was to be an ongoing thing. The reason that this is important is because Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Passover meal as well because they were Jewish. So they were very well versed in the history and the significance of this meal and how God had freed his people from Egypt. Jesus and his disciples, when it came time for Jesus' crucifixion, celebrated the Passover, and it was a very, very unique meal, one which has never been done previously and never since. So there was this one meal that is called the Last Supper. The reason it's called the Last Supper, and it can be found in Luke chapter 22, among other places in the New Testament. The reason it's called the Last Supper is because it was the last meal that Jesus ate with his disciples before his crucifixion. Now, obviously, after his resurrection from the dead, he did have meals with them, and one of the most famous is when he was on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and called out to the disciples and shared a meal of fish with them, fish that was cooking over a fire. That was quite an amazing meal, too. However, the last meal prior to his crucifixion is called the Last Supper. This was the Passover meal that Jesus was celebrating with his disciples. The reason why it was celebrated a day early on a Thursday as opposed to a Friday evening, the beginning of the Sabbath, was because that Friday, that next day, Jesus would be hanging on the cross. The significance of this is that Jesus takes the Passover meal and he makes it his own meal. He says a couple of extremely profound things. In verse 17 of Luke 22, he says, "Take this and divide it among yourselves," as he is handing them the cup of wine. He says, "For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And then he says the words that we use when we consecrate the bread and the wine in what we call the Lord's Supper. He says, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then it continues in the same way after the supper. That means after the meal of lamb that the disciples and Jesus would have shared, he took the cup of wine again, and he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." These are unprecedented in the Passover meal. Jesus, by his authority as the Son of God, was turning this now into his meal. No longer would it commemorate only the freeing of the Jews from Egypt, but it would now commemorate his freeing us from our enemies, Satan, sin, and death. This is what we know as the Lord's Supper. And Christians continue to take this meal on a regular basis. If we can take it weekly, we do so. Sometimes many Christians have it every other week. There is no set schedule, but it does seem that the Christians took this meal often in remembrance of Jesus. It's important that we understand that by participating in that meal, we actually connect ourselves to that event. The ancient Jews believed that by participating in the Passover year after year, they were actually linked to their ancestors who went through the Passover event. And so likewise, we are connecting ourselves to the sacrifice of Jesus, the blessings of his death upon the cross for us. It's important for individuals who are listening to understand that Jesus' death is not a sign of weakness on his part. It is a very mistaken notion to think that Jesus' enemies got the upper hand or that somehow he proved himself weak and unfit to be the Son of God because he let people kill him? Not at all. Jesus himself indicated that he was going to lay down his life of his own accord. He said, "No greater love has any man than this, that he lay down his life for his fellow men." You see, it was entirely a choice on his part. It was voluntary that he suffered and died in order to redeem us from our sin. He was using his position and authority as the Son of God to counter and reverse all of the effects of sin and the domination of Satan in our lives. As a result, we have freedom, just as the Jewish people were freed from Egypt to a glorious new future under God's leadership. Now the Christian understands that through Jesus Christ, we have been freed from the control of sin and Satan in our lives and the condemnation of God. This is fantastic. So you need to appreciate that God has given us a meal, this meal called the Lord's Supper. It commemorates our freedom in Christ. And I urge you, if you are new to faith in Jesus Christ, perhaps you're in a part of the world where you haven't yet joined with Christians and begun worshiping. Maybe you're only listening or coming to faith for the first time. This is good. Spend time listening to the Word or reading the Word of God. Grow in your faith. But as soon as you can, get to a church or come together with other Christians so that you can start to take the Lord's Supper. This is an important part of Christian faith, and it's designed to comfort us, to reassure us of God's forgiveness, to strengthen us in our faith. And it looks forward to the heavenly meal that we will celebrate in heaven. Jesus said he wouldn't drink of the vine until he would drink it anew with us in his Father's kingdom. That's what we're looking forward to, the heavenly celebration in eternal life with Jesus. What a glorious thing. Every time you take the Lord's Supper, think of it.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.